Hello, I'm Bob Lancer, and the purpose of this show is to lead you into the life you truly want to be living. It is also about helping you to better understand and relate with others, especially the children in your life, in support of their great potential. So this show is for anyone who wants to live with more peace and purpose and positive power to soar into the fulfillment of our greatest promise. Today I'd like to speak to you about something I called Pyramid Networking Secrets. How to network your way to the top, avoiding the resistance that defeats most people. Success is built on relationships. Whatever your definition of success, whatever your goal is, whatever it is that you want to accomplish, you can accomplish far more and far more quickly with people than without them. If I'm rowing a boat and I'm rowing alone, I can go so far, so fast. If there's a boat beside me with 100 people rowing in unison in the same direction, they can go a lot further, a lot faster, and exert a lot less effort in doing so. The more relationships that you have, the more powerful you can be. But it depends upon the quality of those relationships. Every harmonious relationship empowers you. When you meet someone that you like and you connect, you feel a charge of energy. You feel more positive. That positive feeling translates into health, into a higher level of performance, a more positive attitude, the ability to accomplish more, your ability to function at a higher level. All of that happens in response to a harmonious connection with another human being. So the more people that you are connected to in a harmonious way, the more powerful you are. Not only do those relationships empower you just by the energy connection between you, but you have more people on your side, looking out for your interests, willing to cooperate and help you to achieve your goals. The more harmonious relationships you have, the more successful you can be, the happier you can be, the healthier you can be, and the wealthier you can be. Isolation is considered to be one of the most severe forms of torture. Not only does it lead to depression and to psychological agony, but it means that you're not receiving help, you're not receiving the positive energy of harmonious connections, you don't have people working for you on your behalf. Now, we do need to be able to spend time alone. We can't become relationship dependent to fulfill your greatest potential and achieve all that you're really capable of. You need to be in an attitude in your relationships that is self-sufficient. Your attitude has to express self-sufficient, not putting it on, but actually feeling inside. If you're not getting help from someone, presume you don't need the help, that you can handle the situation without their help. Perhaps you'll find someone else's help, or perhaps you'll draw on your own resources to achieve what it is that you want to accomplish. Don't be too excited about getting into a relationship with anyone, because that excitement means that on a subconscious or unconscious level, you're feeling inadequate and needy without that person. Practice the attitude of self-sufficiency, and when you are on your own, make that a conscious experience. Look for a sense of peace and harmony and balance within you during those times of being alone, so that you can also be in peace and harmony and balance when you're in relationship with another person. Now, in order for a relationship with another person to be harmonious and empowering, you need to be in a harmonious, empowered state while you're interacting with that person. If you're becoming emotionally reactive, if you're in a depressed or needy or insecure space, you're not capable of forming a positive connection with that other human being. They are going to be drained by you, and your unbalanced way of relating with that other person is going to further drain you of power. So really, the first relationship that we have to be mindful of is our relationship with ourselves. Practice functioning and being in a state of balance and harmony within, not pushing, not rushing, because once you get into that insecure space, you've lost your balance and you're only going to generate chaos. Most of the people in this world are trying to solve their problems through unbalance. They're rushing, they're nervous, insecure, angry, frustrating, trying to push things, trying to push people, trying to push themselves too hard. But that can't succeed. And you can't count on people who are in that mode. In fact, if you connect with an unbalanced person, you have to be very, very careful because their unbalance is contagious. And they'll be doing, on an unconscious level, everything they possibly can do to get you into the same unbalanced, chaotic state that they're in. The key to forming, creating harmonious relationships, the kind that empower you to success, health, happiness, and wealth, is for you to practice maintaining your own space of balance, functioning in a balanced mode, counting on inner peace and harmony to succeed in life, not counting on stress and strain and rush and hurry and worry. That is how to be truly responsible. Truly responsible is by responding in a healthy way to whatever happens. From that basis is where you can start making positive connections with other people. It's accomplished best in a rhythmic way. That means spending time connecting with others and then spending time on your own to reconnect with yourself more clearly, more deeply. It's sometimes easier to get into a balanced place when you're on your own because you can be more aware of how you're feeling. Balance is a state of feeling. It's a state of feeling in harmony, at peace and secure, unrushed, unpressured. Now, if you've been out of balance for a long time, it can take you a while to get to a balanced place. But as you move toward balance, you're also moving into a space where you can expand your relationships for greater power. So rhythmically, you spend time connecting with people and then spend time in your own space. And only you can tell by watching your feelings when it's time to connect and when it's time to be on your own. If you have difficulty handling your time alone, you're going to be too needy and controlling when you're with another person. When someone doesn't want to connect with you, when you reach out to them, if someone's refusing to help you, refusing to connect with you in the way you want, that's a sign to not push to try to make that person connect with you, but rather to accept that this is not the time and that you need to be focused on taking care of yourself right now so that you don't get into an unbalanced place of neediness. Now, how to network your way to the top and avoid the resistance that defeats most people. Envision a pyramid. And in your networking, you are at a particular level relative to whatever you want to accomplish. Maybe you want to succeed in business. Maybe you want to find your soulmate. Maybe you want to find better friends. Let's say Oprah, for example, would be at the top of the pyramid. And so she would probably not have much difficulty connecting with people like, let's say, Donald Trump or the President of the United States. Anyone who is in a high power of influence in a worldly sense, she would probably be able to connect with pretty easily. But you may not be at that place. It might be hard for you to meet with the President of the United States. It might be hard for you to meet with Oprah. But there are people who can help you at your level. And what you want to do is go through the way of the open door. The open door means that at your level, you can connect with lots and lots of people pretty easily. You can also connect with people below your level relative to any particular pursuit. I'm not talking about personal superiority here. I'm talking about superior position relative to what it is that you want to accomplish. So at your level, you can meet lots and lots of people. It may be hard for you, let's say, to meet with a CEO, but it might be not so hard for you to speak with a receptionist of a company. Identify what level you are in the pyramid. And what you want to do is start networking with people at your level. People that it's fairly easy for you to strike up a conversation with, to meet. That there's no interference, there's no resistance coming at you. The way the pyramid of networking works is as follows. You go all the way around the pyramid on your level, networking with as many people as necessary until you find something really magical that happens. All of a sudden, if you continue networking with people at your level, that's people that are that you have easy access to, what happens is at one point, we never know exactly when it's going to happen, a door opens up, but it's not a door in the wall, it's a door in the ceiling. And what I mean by that is you suddenly find that you have some access to someone or to a number of people at the level above you. You can start networking with people who are more advanced, who can be more helpful to you, who have more power and influence, who are closer to the ideal person who you think could open the door to all of the success of your dreams. The mistake we make is trying to get to the top by going directly up. When you try to get to people above you relative to your pursuit, you meet with resistance. It's the law of gravity. And the more you attempt to push your way up, the more that weight is pushing against you. It's sort of like swimming against a riptide, a rip current. The rip current is trying to pull you out to sea. And if you swim directly against that, you're going to drown. The way to get back to shore is by swimming at an angle which cuts the degree of resistance opposing you. The same principle works in networking. As you stay at your level and continue to network with people that you have access to, and you don't even know if you have access until you try, you see which doors open up, at what level of the hierarchy, of the chain of command, you can make a connection with. You make a connection at that level. And sometimes you have to be creative to figure out where can I get the access to the person I need and how can I use my resources and abilities and background to make a connection. Continue to network on your level, and every now and then you sort of knock on the ceiling. You try to see if you can see someone at a higher level. So if you're, let's say, a salesperson and you'd like to meet with the CEO, but all you can get to is the receptionist, so it might be something worth doing to send flowers to the receptionist to build up a connection. And eventually, you know, you might say to her, you know, or him, you might not send flowers to him, but you may, I would like to speak to your boss at this point. And you may or may not get that access. So you knock on the door. If you get resistance, if it doesn't open up to you, accept it. Don't take it personally. Don't fight against it and don't worry about it. The pyramid networking process is a natural process. It absolutely works. You can guarantee that it will take you to your next level. But if you push against the resistance and keep trying to go up instead of outward, if you keep trying to follow a vertical line rather than fulfilling your level on a horizontal basis, you're going to be defeated by resistance and discouraged. Now, there is a way to accelerate your process upward. And the way to do that is to go down. And what I mean by that is to connect with people who are below you relative to this pursuit. In your life, whatever you have, there's someone who has more of it and there's someone who has less of it. If you want to make more money, you want to connect with someone who has more money and find a way to work for that person so that you can have an exchange of your service or your goods for their money. But if you want to make more money, there's also people who have less money than you. And what you can do is you'll find their door totally open if you want to come in to serve them in some way, to offer them less expensive or even free charitable services. When you go down to help another person, you're bringing help down from higher levels to you. This is why serving people for free, giving your goods away, charitable work in your community, causes a sort of magnetic pull from those above you who can come down and help you and will feel inclined to do so out of the goodness of their own heart. They won't want anything in return. They just want to help you. They might believe in you, value you, or they recognize that by helping you, they're going to draw power from a higher level as well. This works spiritually. By giving to those in need, you draw spiritual aid to your work, and you build your foundation by helping those at a lower level relative to any given set of values, someone in a less advantaged position than you are. By helping that person, you build a kind of a spiritual base that gives you upward thrust into your higher levels of success and also draws down to you the influences from above. So let's look at how this pyramid networking system works, how you can use it to get to the top. You can certainly get from level to level to level to level. You can move upward on the ladder of success relative to whatever your goal is. First, you have to be in a good relationship with yourself. You can't build positive relationships with another person when you're in a negative state yourself. And by negative, I mean unbalanced. When you're unbalanced, that's when you're losing energy. That's when you're losing power. And when you connect with another person from an unbalanced place, they lose power. Have you ever found this happening to you? You're walking down the street and you're all alone and suddenly you see someone or they see you and they come up to you and they greet you and it's a person you really like and they say hello and suddenly you feel a sense of connection to the whole world. You can look at the passersby with more of a smile. You feel better. That's the power of a harmonious relationship. Now, let's say you're walking down the street and you're feeling okay all by yourself and someone comes over to you and it's a person that you really don't like, a person maybe who hurts you or you feel threatened by in some way. That takes energy from you. That's an inharmonious relationship. The greatest skill you can develop in order to be successful in whatever work you're doing is the skill of getting along with other people, recognizing what your weaknesses are in that area. When do you become impatient with other people? When do you become angry and frustrated with other people? That is a limitation of yours. That means that you're having difficulty maintaining a harmonious connection with this other person because they're not behaving according to your standards or expectations. But what you'll find is as you can develop the ability to relate to others with unconditional love and unconditional respect, regardless of how they behave, that doesn't mean you're going to count on them to do things they're not capable of. It simply means that whether you can count on them or not, you are still basically expressing a positive energy with them and that you're able to form a loving connection with that person. This takes work, but as you do this work, as you work on improving the quality of your connection with other people, friends, neighbors, strangers, drivers on the road, clients, difficult clients, prospects, bosses, employees, coworkers, particularly the most important place to practice your relationship skills is at home with your family, because that's going to have the most significant impact on you. As you take it upon yourself to make it your responsibility to connect in a loving, positive way with other people. to look for ways to make the relationship work for you instead of against you. You will develop that ability. And as you develop that ability, you're going to be developing your relationships. And as you develop your relationships, you're developing your power, your support, your ability to succeed. And the more beautifully you connect with other people, the more deeply and genuinely you can connect with other people, the more powerful you're going to be. But that begins with your ability to be in a deeply powerful, centered, harmonious condition within yourself, no matter how other people are behaving. You don't want to give another person the power to cause you to lose your center of balance and peace and harmony in the present moment. Now, the key that I have found to maintaining my balance is by focusing my attention on the present moment. And it helps me to breathe as I imagine myself being more and more aware of the present moment. Imagine your breath connecting you to the present moment. And as you keep your attention focused on the present moment, not letting it drift into what's going to happen next or what happened in your past, as you stay focused on the present moment, it becomes easier to maintain your peace and poise in the present moment. Practice staying aware of how you're feeling at all times so you can notice when you're slipping out of your balanced, harmonious space in the present moment. And as soon as you notice that, you can start letting go of whatever you're doing, whatever mode you're in, that's taking you out of balance. From that centered space of balance, you can connect with other people on your level, expand your network, follow the way of the open door, go down to help others, to bring more help to you, and just for the spiritual satisfaction of doing so. And every so often, knock on the door on the ceiling to see if it opens up to provide you with access to the next level. In time it will, if you follow this pyramid networking secret to success. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast of Bob Lancer's Answers. To order a recording of today's show or of previous shows, and for more information about my work, check out my website at boblancer.com. That's boblancer.com. You can email me at bob@boblancer.com or give me a call at 404-297-4043. For your own personal breakthrough on issues relating to parenting, marriage, and life guidance, would you like to receive my direct assistance in implementing the insights and approaches you hear on this show? Call, email me, or go to boblancer.com to schedule a private professional consultation with me at my Atlanta, Georgia headquarters at Atlanta Unity. You can also attend my monthly seminars on raising our children and ourselves that I present there, as well as my free, informal monthly wisdom sessions to uplift and empower your group, association, business, school, or organization at your location anywhere in the world. Schedule me to present my enlightening and inspiring seminars or keynotes on such topics as parenting, positive child behavior management for teachers, overcoming self-defeating emotions and mindsets, team building, and achieving spectacular goals with life balance. Go to boblancer.com for more information. And go to boblancer.com for an abundance of my free Lancer's Answers in the form of articles and videos that you can view right there online, as well as a comprehensive list of my CD recordings available for purchase. And be sure to look for my life-changing books available at your favorite bookstore and at boblancer.com, including Parenting with Love Without Anger or Stress, Lighten Up, and The Soulmate Process. And I would truly love to hear from you to let me know how you like this show. Until next time, this is Bob Lancer asking you to please tell your friends to tune in next week at this same time, same station, over the radio and online for more of Bob Lancer's answers to the challenges of raising our children and ourselves. And please send anyone you know who can use some enlightenment and upliftment to boblancer.com. Until we meet again, may your life be blessed with peace and love and the light of wise solutions that really work.